Hi, this is a dictation for Deltona Bank or Deltonia Bank. D like Detroit, E L T like Tom, O N I A, Deltonia, B A N G, B A N G is the last name. Date of birth is 8/8/1970, and date of accident 12/21/2021, and date of service 5/9/2022. The patient was initially seen on 4/1/2022, and the patient suffers from severe headache, neck pain, back pain, left hip pain, left knee pain since the time of accident, along with headaches. The patient alleged that he was traveling as a front seat passenger on 12/21/2021 in Novi. When they were sideswiped by another vehicle, and somehow the other car hit them twice. Although the airbag was not deployed, the patient reports that he banged around inside very badly and hit the window and hit the left chest and left hip to the seatbelt console. All of these things caused severe headaches with dizziness and nausea. And patient started having severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, with radiation to the right arm involving third, fourth, fifth finger, as well as pain in the right hip and right knee. Right hip pain was 8 to 9, the cervical middle back and lumbar pain were around 6 to 7. Very, very difficult to walk and sit and stand with minimal sleep. Currently, the patient reports that his pain level is at 5 in the neck, mid back pain is 4, lower back pain is 5. The pain in the hip is around 8 on the left hip and left knee is 3 to 4. He also reports that his headaches have disappeared. He has no headache anymore. Pain level varies from 3 to 6 and he can walk up to block and a half. He reports 90% improvement in his symptoms overall. The ADS that are affected are general activity, mood, and work, 8, as well as enjoyment of life, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability is affected, 7. Relationship with people is affected, 5. Sleep is affected, 7. In the system review, patient reports that he has ongoing symptoms as follows. In neurology and psych, headaches are continuing without any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, or seizures. She also denies the loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. However, there is a moderate difficulty sleeping and poor work performance. Patient further denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left knee, left hip, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, along with stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. The GI patient has a history of nausea but no vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, digestive problem, encounters in the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble in swallowing, none of them, except for nausea. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine is reported, no frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that pain has improved 90%, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. No weight loss is reported. No further trauma is reported. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is in full compliance. Physical examination. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 141 over 94. Pulse ox is 100. Pulse is 84. That's the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 4/1/2022, dictation number 0408-094. Please use this dictation to do the physical exam including general review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for neck and mid-back and lower back, along with the hip, left knee, and left sacroiliac joint, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. Patient is also offered a light duty job with 0 pound lifting limit. Transportation has been checked. In addition, patient is provided with the following medication after investigating the MAPS and the current labs. Patient is provided with the tizanidine, 4 milligram twice a day for relief of the muscle spasm. Lyrica, 50 milligram daily for relief of the headaches and nerve pain. Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, anti-inflammatory. Tramadol ER, 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Unistia, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Voltaren gel, 1 for topical relief. Lidocaine patches for the topical pain relief. No refills are provided. The patient was ordered x-ray of the left hip and x-ray of the pelvis to make sure there is no fracture, because there is quite a tenderness in the hip area. The patient is otherwise stable, will be seen in 30 days time. An MRI that was done at M1 imaging, the reports are now available, and the patient is having the following findings. In the lumbar spine, it appears that patient has physiological bulges at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, causing no neural compression, but the patient does have a significant pain in this area. In the cervical spine, there is a moderate central herniated disc at C2-3 and C4 and C5, while bulging disc at C3-4, herniated disc at C5-6, C6-7, moderate bulge. Patient is advised to have a cervical epidural steroid injection to bring some relief. Thank you.